So that's always something to look for and pay attention to in terms of where the values come from. Yeah, there's and by the way, there's what happens is there's lots of shifts. Things shift back and forth. Because behavior is geared for adaptation, each value shift is a response. Every time there's a value, a societal value shift, it's a response to something. For example, in the 60s in the flower power, that was all a response to the previous generation. So, and then there was a response to that in the 80s. Yeah. So there's each value shift that society has, or any type of society, or whether you look geographically. By the way, some of the information I'll be sharing with you comes to us from the National Value Center, and they do a lot of work with global governments in terms of helping them to evolve. They were instrumental in the shift from apartheid in South Africa. They played a major role in that. Because most thinking systems will tend to evolve in a certain way, and that's how we're gonna look. As we're beginning to look at values, we're gonna say, hey, what's the natural evolution of values? Because every value shift is a response to another one. Behavior is geared for adaptation. So every value system is going to have its own inherent challenges. Now, people will fall into those values systems in response to external conditions around them, because behavior is geared for adaptation. But as they shift to a new values level or a new way of thinking, what happens is that way of thinking inherent within itself is going to have its own challenges. And therefore, people must evolve again and evolve and evolve and evolve. And there's a natural spiral or progression of thinking as people shift from one value system to another and then find the challenges inherent within that value system. And we'll be going pretty deep into that. But the media, if you look at media, really has the potential of shifting values. If you look at like Tiananmen Square, when that happened in China, that was actually when the country was attempting to shift from a communist, from a values, what we call values level 4. We'll get into values levels in a second. They were attempting to shift from values level 4. When students went out to protest, the government reverted to values level 3 and killed them all, which is more of an aggressive values system. And they said, hey, we're not moving from this value system. And because of the media, that got a lot of attention. So the media is going to affect our values as well as we look out at those things that happen. The Vietnam War was the first war that we actually got media coverage of, and it got televised. And having that televised shifted our values significantly about being in that type of a situation. So the media has a tremendous effect on values. Interestingly enough, in the war in Iraq, they told CNN that they couldn't cover it. They couldn't get the live coverage because it was actually showing the other side where our soldiers were. Also, what it did was it allowed us not to know what was really happening. Yeah. So if and to remain committed, yeah. Because if people knew what was really going on, they might have different feelings about that. Yeah. Right.
And it's different to hear that so many troops were lost, or that we won and were out on the other side, and to see
the images.
Right.
Like in Mogadishu, when they had the helicopter go down and they were dragging the bodies through the streets, we were out of there really quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Had that not been televised, and it's 22 men or whatever it was were lost, we can deal with that. We saw it.
Huge impact. Absolutely. Major impact in values. Value systems. Now, here's our picture of the values, what the values are in relationship with the beliefs. We've got the values would be like the cup hooks, and the beliefs would be the cups hanging on the cup hooks. So there's you have several values around different topics, and then you have beliefs around those value systems. Now, when you change the value, you have the potential of changing all the beliefs that are around that. So the value is a more abstract shift, yet it's a very powerful shift for really making a change with somebody. And by the way, values change all the time. Some people say, well, it's really hard to change values. No, we change our values all the time. Your values are changing from day to day. We have value shifts. So you change your values anyway. In fact, if you look at what Massey would probably say, Claire Graves, the work we're going to do from the National Value Center is based more on Claire Graves' model. And Claire Graves was a university professor at the University of New York. And he began doing studies and research in terms of value systems and societies and so on and so forth. And what Claire Graves would probably say in terms of your personal evolution, like if you look at any of the problems that you've had in your life, according to Claire Graves, you probably, like the major issues that you had in the past that you no longer have, Claire Graves would probably say it's not necessarily that you, it's not necessarily that you solved those problems. It's more that who you are evolved and your value systems evolved such that those problems didn't even matter anymore. Right? Yeah, it's like because who you became was somebody that those problems didn't even matter to anymore. So your values shifted, yeah, according to Claire Graves. So let's take a deeper look at the evolution of values, how people, as I mentioned, each value system is going to be a response to external conditions or to conditions. So there's going to be some conditions that require that people behave in certain ways in order to respond to those conditions because behavior is geared for adaptation. So, and then there's going to be a natural evolution of how the value systems progress as a response to the new conditions that are set forth by the shifts that we make. Because everything that we do is a cause set in motion that changes the conditions. And therefore, there's going to be natural challenges that arise as a result of the new conditions that are set up. So the first value system would be the survival value system. That would be values, what we call values level one. In today's society, we wouldn't really have any more of value. Values level one would be probably like cavemen. Today, I think the closest thing to values level one that we'd have would be the street people. Gangs are tribe. They're also values level three, aggression, so they would be both. But survival would be that, like the closest we'd find to that would be like survival where the person's living in the street, living and searching in the trash cans and looking for food in the trash cans and so on and so forth. This would be the person who would probably be in the survival state of mind, and you could probably look at that person as being somebody who is values level one. Yeah. Then what happens in the survival and why people move from that, and what we're most interested in is evolution in our course here. So what would happen in the survival mode is people find that it's awful hard to survive on their own. You know, in the old days, like when I guess you say in the caveman days when they're running away from saber-toothed tigers and whatnot, they found that it was pretty hard to survive. So what they do is they start banding together. And when they start banding together, they get together in tribes, perhaps. And that would move them from values level one to values level two. And they do that just for the purpose of survival. So they find that they can't survive on their own in values level one, and they start banding together in groups and tribes. Values level two will tend to have, would be gang shifting. Yeah, would be gangs shifting from survival into that tribal type of mode. They're also, gangs are going to be, as I mentioned, they're going to be between values level two, and they're probably going to have a lot of three. By the way, what Claire Graves would say is that you are not a values level. You wouldn't be values level one or two or three or five. These are just ways of thinking. So they're systems of thought. Graves actually called them memes. He said they're kind of like genes, but they're memes. So they're systems of thought that propagate throughout society based upon a response to the conditions that people are dealing with. So the tribal system, you probably wouldn't find, gangs could be in there. They're going to be, gangs will also be in number three. The tribal systems would be like in Pakistan and Afghanistan. They've got the tribes out there where there's the chieftain. And the chieftain is the one who makes the rules. And everybody is subservient to the wishes of the chief. And then they're banding together for protection. Yeah. Right.
So that's like
the tribal. Yeah, it would be that type of thought system. Yeah.
So we would see this, though, in the high degree in most middle schools, just because that's a period of evolution where a lot of kids packed in posses. You know, so little groups, and then with their group, they do
right.
The teasing, they become the aggressors, they tease the outcasts.
Yeah, that would be people coming through these systems of thought. They're kind of working through those, yeah. Now, we wouldn't say that they're completely values level two because they're going to have other system, yeah. They would be, that's working through that progression.